Welcome to another teaching from City Life Church Wollongong. For more information about our church, log on to www.citylife.org.au.
So we've been talking about this idea of renewal and refreshment, and I've really liked it that rather than talking about resolutions, rather than saying, oh, I'm going to pull myself up by my bootlaces and I'm going to do what I need to do and get things done so that, you know, I can whatever this year. We're saying, I'm going to trust God and I'm going to rest in His grace and I'm going to live in that space that He's got for me and I'm going to be enabled by Him and renewed by Him. And then the purpose and the plan is not going to come from striving, but it's going to come from that place of rest where I sit in the middle of God's purpose and I sit there and I follow Him and I do what He's called me to. And that comes with an ease, I think, of grace that is amazing. So this week I was reading in Isaiah. So if you got your Bible, we're going to stick in this verse. It's a short passage of scripture and I'm going to endeavor to talk on it and what I feel like God was saying. And my message tonight is called The Path. If you take notes, you can write that down. And so it's in Isaiah 26 and verse 7 and verse 8. It says, The Path, you know, I'm creative like that. The path of the righteous is level. You, the upright one, make the way of the righteous smooth. Yes, Lord, walking in the way of your laws, we wait for you. Your name and renown are the desire of our hearts. I was reading this week and thinking about this path and how God makes a path for us and the path is smooth. And when we walk in His laws, we walk in the things that He's commanded and we wait on Him. It says, you know, He will make our path straight. And how we are the righteous ones, like we are made righteous by our faith. And so we're righteous because of Jesus. And so then God will make our path straight. But what does that mean? And I was kind of thinking this picture. Mary and I went for a walk yesterday. A hike wasn't quite Kosciuszko, but it was a couple of Ks. So that's a 20th of a marathon, I believe. It was longer than we thought. I said, yeah, let's go for a walk on Mount Kira. There's this little track. It looks like it won't be too long. And then it was longer than we thought. And then we got to the ring road. Like it was from Mount Pleasant up to the ring road. And then this other guy, like this old guy was walking past. He's like, oh, if you walk just down there, you know, you can get this other trail back down. It's like, oh, yeah. Whenever an old guy that says, I walk this path every day, says it's just a little way, you should not listen to them. Because his idea of a little way was like an hour walk around the Mount Kira ring road thingy until we got to this, probably some people know this thing, the fire trail or something that took us back down to our car near Rhododendron Park for those playing at home. And we did this, and so we were looking. I was looking at this path and thinking about it, and thinking about this picture of us, which is this picture of us in a forest, in the bush, in the woods, like hopelessly lost. Okay, so if you can imagine that, I'm sure some of us can imagine that easier than others. On Mount Kira, well, wherever you are. No, this is a theoretical forest. Hopelessly lost, and we endeavor to make our own path, and we push through bushes and trees and whatever, and, you know, you get scratched and you get leeches and you get all sorts, and it's unpleasant and hopeless, and you get that feeling that you cannot get anywhere and you don't know where you're going. And then you come across this path, and this is what really struck me, what God I felt was really speaking to me this week about, was just that there's this path that He has made smooth for us. And this is this amazing picture of God's grace and purpose. That left to my own devices and in my own effort, the path that I take is basically like stumbling through a black forest. Yeah, and I can't get anywhere by myself. I can't make it. I'm just going to get more and more lost, more and more tired, more and more in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, and it's hard work. And that's what it's like when we try and do things in our own effort. And I really felt like I was saying, you know, that's what it's like when you try and live out this life and this purpose in your own strength. You get further and further into the forest, lost, way off the path that I have for you. But God has a smooth path for us. And I was really struck by this image of you know, you walking through dense forest or bush and then coming out at this path. And all of a sudden, there it is. And it's this road. And we walked around the track, and it's this little track, and you know, that's good. And then you come to this fire trail, and it's this big, clear, smooth road. And the difference in effort to walk that path is astonishing. Because when there's no path, you've got to make your own way. It's hard work. But when you get to the smooth path, it's easy. And dare I say, pleasant to walk the path, yeah? Are you with me? And God has made this smooth path for us. And I was thinking about this and reading this passage, and it says, the path of the righteous is level. You, the upright one, that's God, make the way of the righteous smooth. Yes, Lord, walking in the way of your laws, we wait for you. Your name and renown are the desire of our hearts. So there's this path that God has made for us. And I think in terms of renewal and rest and rejuvenation and all of those words and this time of refreshing, I think it's important for us to realize that there is a path that God has for us. And it's a path that was made by grace and love. And when we walk in that path, it is smooth and it is easy and it is the way we are supposed to go. And maybe not everything's perfect all the time, but the way is clear and the way is smooth when we walk the path of the righteous that is made smooth by him. Amen. And so what is this path like? How do we walk that path? Where does the path go? These are questions that I was thinking about and questions that I want to kind of talk on tonight. Is that all right? Cool. I'm just going to pray. God, we just thank you so much that you have a plan and a purpose for us, that you have a path for our lives, and you make a way for us, God, when there is no way in our own effort. So, God, I pray that tonight you'd really just speak to us through your word, that you would reveal something fresh in our hearts and our lives, and you would just make your way and your purpose clear, God, for this year, that we would walk the path you have. We wouldn't try and go anywhere in our own strength, but we would rely on you and trust in you and let you lead us and guide us, God, and that we would live in these times of refreshing where we're renewed by your grace and your strength. Amen. Awesome. So just a few thoughts on what the path is like and you know how we can walk that. Where does this path go? The first thing is that the path is made smooth. So this is in verse 7, it says, the upright one, you the upright one, make the way of the righteous smooth. And this is this picture of grace, you know, there's this path and we can try and make our own path, but we will fail. But God has made the path smooth for us. Amen? So we can rely on the one who made the path smooth for us. You know, we can rely on God that he has a way and that he has made it smooth, yeah? The we have a purpose and that it is made smooth by the grace of God. If you look in Luke chapter 1, there's this whole song that Zechariah, who is John the Baptist's father, sings. So he's filled with the Spirit and he's prophesying through this song. And he says in verse 78, he says, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven. Now, I think that's just cool in itself because he says the rising sun, S-U-N, but, you know, he's talking about Jesus, who is the risen sun, come from heaven. And it's just cool. I don't know. Sometimes the Bible is just cool, yeah? That's why you should read it. It's not a chore. There's just cool stuff in there. And it says in verse 79, to shine on those living in darkness, in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. And this is this declaration and this prophecy of Jesus who will guide us to the path of peace, who will take us to the smooth path, the path that has been made smooth by the grace of God for us, amen? And the Old Testament is pointing to Jesus. And when he's talking in Isaiah, it's this prophecy saying, you know, it's going to come this time where the path will be made smooth by the upright one. You know, we can't be righteous in our own strength, but we are made righteous through our faith in Jesus Christ, yeah? And so that faith we can trust. You know, we can trust in God, we can trust in his grace, and we can rest in the smooth path, yeah? The path that was made smooth for us. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Are you with me so far? I hope that if you leave with something tonight, it's this picture of this path that is made smooth by the grace of God because he made it smooth. Yeah. Now, I can't. Thank you, Heath. Good work. Heath's in his work boots and he's black so that he could, and very subtly, give me that mic and nobody sees him. I think that's the gift of production, guys, to wear all black so nobody notices them. Isn't that why you do it? Yeah, something like that. Oh, who's that guy scurrying across the stage? That's no one. He's wearing black. I can't see him. Yeah. Thanks, man. I appreciate the microphone. The path that's made smooth, you know, where we can rest in this path and where it's not striving or straining, but it's walking a path. Now, I'm not saying we do nothing, and I'll continue. We'll get into this more, but I think we need to understand that the path is made smooth for us. And I think sometimes, like, you know, there are hard circumstances in our life and it's not always smooth sailing. And you know, Jesus says there'll be trials. You know, I understand that and I acknowledge that. But to be honest, I don't know about you, but most of the time in my life, the times where the path has been rough has not been, you know, because I'm doing everything right and it's just a hard circumstance. It's because I decided to take a step off the path somewhere. And I tried to do it my own way. I tried to make my own little bit of path and I made a bit of a mess, yeah? And I think if we admit it to ourselves, most of the time, not all the time, but a lot of the time, the rough path is made by our own decisions, not by God, yeah? Now, God doesn't make a rough path for us. We talked about the other week, but he wants to bless us. He wants to make the way smooth, and he has made the path smooth for us. Amen?
Yeah.
So that's the kind of path that God has for us, and I think that this year we can be excited about that, and we can rest in that, and we can walk on that path knowing that it has been made smooth. Amen? But we've got to walk that path. You know, I'm notoriously bad at directions. And I don't know if I've told this story before, probably, but there was a time where Luke and I were driving to Newcastle, and there is a clearly marked path, and we'll get there in a second. So, you know, there's one sign that says Newcastle this way, and there's another one Sydney this way, and for some reason I thought that you had to go the Sydney way to get to Newcastle, despite the sign saying Newcastle. So I convinced Luke because, I don't know, I was driving. So I convinced him that's what we had to do, and we did that, and we got lost, and it took ages to get there, and we went the wrong way. And the moral of the story is the path is clearly marked for us, but we don't always take it. Yes? And that's my second point. The path is clearly marked. You know, the path that God has for us could not be more obvious in a lot of ways. Like sometimes we don't know exactly where God's going to take us the rest of our life, and that's fine and that's good. You know, that's just part of life. But the path has been clearly marked for us. You know, we have been given the Word of God as this incredible roadmap to take us and to guide us on the right path through life, to show us the way that we should live and to help us to live, you know, walking in the way of your laws. And that's what it says in this verse 8, is talking about walking in the way of the law of God, doing the things that he has called us to do. You know, we are saved by our faith, but we have to choose to walk that out. Amen. And so it says, like, as we walk in our ways, we wait for you. And so the Word of God is this amazing map for us, you know, the laws, the promises of God, the life of Jesus, all there for us to walk. And the Holy Spirit is our guide and is like our GPS. And I say it like that because it's like a turn-by-turn navigation. I think for me, in some ways, you know, the Word of God, that's like a map, and the Holy Spirit is like a turn-by-turn GPS. So the Word of God, it gives me this big picture of how I should live my life and what I should do and the decisions that I should make and the things that we should do and where we should go broadly and as a general direction. And then the Holy Spirit says, yeah, left here, right here. No, don't go that way. I'll do a U-turn. You've really stuffed that one. I don't know. Like, you know, oh, that road is closed. You know what I mean? The Holy Spirit is this thing that talks to us. And I think all of this is enabled by the grace of Jesus. And our ability to walk the path is totally dependent on his grace. And that's why Isaiah says, he says, you know, you make the way smooth because I can't do it myself. But we need to walk in it, yeah? And not out of a legalistic attitude or a legalistic heart or because we think we have to or be in some sort of striving, but out of this response to the grace of God and this desire to know him more and this desire to do what he's called us to do and to get where he wants us to be and to get to the best place in our life, because we trust that God has the best plan for us. Amen? We trust that he has a way for us that is better than the path that I could make for myself. And when I read this verse, it's this promise that when I walk in the way of God's laws, when I walk in the way that he has laid out and signposted for me, that he will make my path smooth. And I think we get ourselves into all sorts of trouble when we try and make our own way or when we ignore the signposts that God has put there and says, this is the way to the smooth path. And we go, well, but I like this road. Oh, whoops. You're in Bankstown now. No, that's what happened. You know, so this path has been made smooth, my God, and this path, it is clearly marked. So let's be people that, you know, how do we walk in that? It is we let the Word of God come into our mind and into our heart and let it renew us and build in us and strengthen us, and we know the way and we listen to the Holy Spirit and be filled with his presence so that we know when someone says something or this thing happens or this situation is in front of me, the Holy Spirit can be my guide and can say, yes, no, wait, maybe, don't do it, you know, whatever it is, and speak to us. Is that cool? So there's this picture of this path, you know, it's this smooth path made by God, and it is clearly marked. The Mount Kira ring track is not a clearly marked path, must say. And you're walking through, and this is like a tiny little arrow stuck to a tree. You're like, man, that would have been easy to miss. I wonder how many I missed before I got here. But anyway, whereas the path that God has for us is wide and smooth and level and marked clearly, showing us the way to go, but it's up to us to do it. And finally, I think, and if we read the end of verse 8, it says, your name and renown are the desire of our hearts. And I think we can get caught up with where the path goes. No, I say, well, God, okay, I want to honor you, but where are you going to take me with my life? And I think when we say that, sometimes we miss the point. Because honestly, the path leads to the path maker. That's the only place that it goes. And the path takes us to God. That's what Jesus says, you know, in John 14:6. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He is the path, he is the way, and he is the truth, and he is the life. And so there's no other purpose involved here except for getting to the one who made the path. And so if we're in this picture of this path that is made smooth by God, then the only place that it is leading is into the presence of God. And that is its ultimate destination. And we can get worried about where we're going or what we're going to do. But really, if we do not desire that the name of God and His renown and His presence, then there's no point in staying on the path. And as I read this week and as I thought about it, I really felt like God just said, you know, if you don't desire Jesus, then get off the path. There's no point. If my heart is not for Him, if I'm not in love with God, if I'm not in love with Jesus, if I don't want to be with Him, then I should just get off the path, because that's where the path is going. And if you are, and if you are excited about that, and if you are in love with Jesus, and if He is the way, then you're excited about being on that path. And that path is smooth and level, and you will do everything, and you will walk the ways of the laws, and you'll do everything that you can to walk that path, because you know that it leads to the one who made the path for you. But if you don't want that, then there's no point in being on that path. You know, it's like we walked, and we did this loop because we knew that if we walked this path, eventually we would get back to our car. Now, there were other paths. And if our aim was to get to the top of Mount Kira, we would have taken those paths. If our aim was to have an epic walk and end up at the university, we could have taken that path. But our aim was to get back to our car because we'd had enough walking. No, and you know, if your aim is not Jesus, then this is not the path to be on. Yeah. And the path won't seem smooth and it won't seem level because you're trying somehow to move this path that God has made to go somewhere other than where He made it to go. And that's impossible and that's useless and it's worthless. And so my encouragement, I don't think this is a challenge for us, because I think that, you know, we're here and we love Jesus and we want to have that with Him, but He needs to be the desire. He needs to be the reason to be on the path. If it's not about His presence, if it's not about His name, as it says in verse 8, we walk in the way of your laws, we wait for you. Your name and renown are the desire of our hearts. In verse 9, my soul yearns for you in the night, and in the morning my spirit longs for you. If that's not our heart, then the path is meaningless. But the path is made smooth to God through Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And so we can walk in that path knowing where it goes. Is that all right? It's a simple message in a lot of ways tonight, but I really felt like this year, as we do whatever we do, and we've all got our own goals and challenges and ideas and aims and whatever, and they will take us all sorts of places in all sorts of ways. But if we would walk the path that has been made smooth for us, and we would follow the clearly marked signs, the Word of God, His Spirit leading us, and we would know that it's leading to the one that made the path, then I think that we'll be okay. And I think that we'll do well. And I think that God will use us. And I know that God will use us as we desire Him. But let's make that the desire of our hearts, you know. Let's not desire something else. Let's not go to God and be like, well, God, I'm going to follow you, but I want you to take me somewhere, and I want you to take me here or here or here. Let's let that stuff go, because that's striving and straining for something that may or may not be what God has got called for us. But when I just say, well, God, this path leads to you, it leads to Jesus, and that's where I want to be, so I'm going to walk it, then He will take us there. And we'll fulfill His purpose along the way. You know, it's a pretty long path, I hope, before we meet Jesus face to face. And a lot of stuff is along the way, but it's not the ultimate destination. And if we remember that the ultimate destination is the presence of God and the face of Jesus, then it doesn't matter where He leads us, because that's not what's important. What's important is Him and that end of that journey. Amen? I'm going to pray. God, we just thank you for the path that you have made for us. Thank you that your mercy is there for us every day. And because of it, because of your love and your grace, we can walk the path that you have marked out for us. So God, right now we want to just open our hearts to you. God, I pray you just give us a fresh desire for you, a fresh heart for you, a fresh love for Jesus. God, that you would just, you know, put that in our hearts, God, as we go away this week, that we would spend time with you, God, not because we want to get somewhere, but because we love you. And you are where we want to be. God, where your presence is where we want to be and where we want to go. God, help us to keep that perspective of our ultimate destination, which is relationship with you and you face to face. And God, that we can rest in that. God, that we can walk on the path made smooth by you, trusting in your grace and your presence, and not straining or striving, but renewed, God, walking in the cool of the evening with you, God, as our guide, clearly marked path that leads to you, God. Thank you. We're going to pray a prayer together. You guys all know it. We pray it every week. But I think really tonight what it's saying and what I'm saying when I pray it is I desire Jesus, and that's what matters, nothing else. And so let's pray that together. And if you want to pray from in a fresh way, then you do that. And if you want to just confirm it again, or you're just praying it with everybody else, then do that. But let's do it with a fresh heart and a desire for him. Amen. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life now fully. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this teaching from City Life Church. And why not join us on a Sunday? We hold multiple services around the Illawarra. For more information, go to www.citylife.org.au.